Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm John, or Jeevan Stevens.
And I am your amazingly, hugely handsome host, FlabsXyGaming, also known as Ethan. Yeah, we are going to be doing something very special today. You can probably tell what the title... You can probably tell what sort of is going to happen based on the title, but... It's going to be very interesting. But before that, we do have some small talk. Now, just to clarify, these are being pre-recorded, so it's been 5 minutes since the last one we recorded, so there's not much to say. Unless I purposely left out a couple things in my week, so I could save some for the next couple episodes. But did you guys do that, or did you not? Did you talk about anything?
I might have something. Come back to me in like a minute.
Wow. Well,
okay. John?
I had it was my sister's birthday this week, so we had pizza and we had ice cream cake and just kind of hung out.
What kind of ice cream cake was it?
It was like an Oreo kind of flavoring.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
Ooh.
Best kind of cake right there. Yeah. Dude, ice cream cake, I've had ice cream cake once, and that was for my birthday. We got it from a, you guys would know what it is, I'm not going to say the name because it's local to Noah currently, but it's the ice cream shop in that one area that Noah is in. And it was, they had ice cream cakes, and I didn't know that until like 10 days before my birthday. I'm like, yo, I asked my mom, like, hey, can we get an ice cream cake? She said, yeah, sure, whatever cake you want. And so we got one, and it was so good. Like, the place I'm talking about made ice cream so well that, like, I haven't found a good place up where I am yet, so I still kind of miss that place. But, yeah, they made ice cream cake so good. It preserves well, because it's an ordinary cake. Like, you can have it in the fridge for a couple of days at best, and then it goes kind of dry.
Wait, really?
Ice cream cake, you can put it – if you keep it in the freezer, that's preserved for a long time. Like, maybe, like, 2 weeks at the most. But, like, obviously it's going to be gone in 2 weeks because you're going to be eating it. But, yeah, it's super, super tasty, though.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now, and I'm surprised. I didn't know they made fucking ice cream cake.
Yep, it's, I think it's when they're open because they're closed, obviously, during the winter. But when they're open, they make them. I think it's, ours was 25, which is pretty reasonable for an ice cream cake. So.
That's not bad, actually.
But, no, it's been a minute, so you recall the thing that you were talking about?
Yeah, I got nothing.
All right, nice.
What a loser.
what a loser.
Oh, I am the loser. Fuck you, John.
That swearing? Well, minus points, no. That's your first infraction.
Ethan, did I say how handsome you look today?
That doesn't negate the swearing, no.
Sounds like he's trying to suck up.
Yeah, that sounds like it, but I'm not going to take my points yet. Because we're going to be doing a game show, as you can tell by the episode title. So I try to be as fair as possible with points when it comes to game shows. The thing I didn't talk about last episode, though, is that for me right now, you guys are going to listen to this in like mid-June, so this doesn't apply to you right now. But for me, my mom's birthday is tomorrow, and she took the day off of work. And her husband's gonna be taking her to a lot of different places that she wants to go to and stuff, and like they're gonna go out for dinner. It's gonna be super cool. I already got her a present. It's like a plaque she can put on her desk. It says "Best Mom Ever" on it. It's really cool. It has like a flower decal on it as well. So that's gonna be cool. Like I said, this is for me. this is being recorded in April 14th. So. But like I said, you're listening to this mid-June, so this was 2 months ago for you. But with that being said, I can move on to not a headline, because I don't have one. The world's blowing up as of right now, probably, maybe. But I do have a creator showcase, and that's because this is really interesting. I find these types of shorts, because I try to focus on shorts a lot, because shorts, you know, everyone has these tendencies made of a fly. It's a shorts, but essentially it's this is actually the smallest channel I've started up. They have, I believe, let me just double check this math. They have 6,000 subscribers. So even less than me, even, cause I have 8,000 right now. So, but they are super, they do a lot of these really good shorts. And the one I'm looking at right now is they're trying to decide a pizza night, like a pizza date night. And what they do is they have all these different games to decide the toppings that they're going to put on the pizza. So for the sauce, right, they have like a slot, like a shuffleboard almost like game where they have to slide the sauce down their table and it has to land in a certain point value. And then whoever won that game, that's the sauce that gets on the pizza. Then they throw like cheese on like a sort of like a ring toss kind of game where whoever wins on the cheese thing, that's the cheese that goes on the pizza. Really cool stuff. That's just one of their shorts. They have other ones where they're playing other sorts of games to decide other certain things. So, like, there's this one where you have to pop the... I mean, this is, like, on other stuff as well, but, like, they have to pop the balloons in time. There's this one where they have to guess a certain amount of facts correct, and if they don't, they have to drop their phone in water, which their phone's waterproof, so it doesn't really matter, but it's just kind of funny. Yeah, it's a lot of cool stuff. Their name is Funny in Games. So Funny, it's just... how it sounds, it's Funny and Games. Like I said, they're a very small channel, so help them out, because I've watched a couple of the shorts at this point and they're really funny as well. And they don't have enough subscribers, man. Get them up there. So yeah, there you go.
All right,
very nice.
But with that being said, gentlemen, it is time to do probably one of the most different game shows that I've ever created. I mentioned a long time ago, back in the olden times of the podcast, that there was, it was actually the week of Christmas, because I was away for Christmas week. During that week, I created, like, I want to say, like, 20 different game show ideas, and then I didn't finish them, but I built them. And this was one of the ones that I made in that week. And so it's been in the works for a while, so to speak. And I mentioned this, I want to say, in episode 3 or 4, that the next game show we did would be this one, would be the super special one. And I mentioned in that episode that this is almost the first episode where points don't exist. They're not going to be given points. There's no such thing as points in this episode. They're going to be winning a different way. And I'll obviously explain the rules later. But yeah, this is like, to my knowledge, there's been some subtly other ones that kind of the points didn't seem to matter, but they sort of did in the end. This is like, to my knowledge, the first one where points don't exist. They're not even a component in this episode. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be sort of interesting because you're gonna see John and Noah's moral side a little bit. Not the morality game show, not to that extent, but just in the sense of like other moral situations that they're gonna be put in. So, with that being said, are you guys ready to get into it?
I guess.
John, you don't sound that enthusiastic, man. I might have to take away points for not having enthusiasm.
No. I am thrilled for sure.
That sounded somewhat sarcastic, but I'll let it slide this time. So, welcome to the Universal Stability Game Show. In this game show, contestants will be given several choices, and they must choose whether or not they will take the offer. The questions will be referred to as warps, as saying yes or no to these would warp your own timeline. If you say yes to a warp, you go back in time and change the past, thus creating a new future. These futures might be great, or they might have disastrous consequences. For one of the only times in this podcast, points don't exist, and the winner won't be determined by points since they don't exist on this game show. The way you win is by keeping your universe stability at a nominal level. This isn't all, though. If your universal stability level goes below 30%, you have a random chance to be sent into a universal collapse minigame, where you will be tasked with beating that minigame in order to prevent your universe from collapsing. There are 5 different possible minigames that you might be sent into at random, but you'll just have to figure out what they are when you get there. Remember, your goal is to keep your universe at a nominal level. All of these warps will have a good effect and a bad one, so sometimes you might have to put your own life or others' lives in danger to keep your universe stability at a nominal level. Keep this in mind when deciding if you should warp or not. These are all based on player choice, so there's no time limit for warps. Just keep in mind that there is a time limit for the minigames. As these are a yes or no type of question, players are more than welcome to pick the same answer if they feel that their own personal timeline would benefit from said choice. Make choices, go back in time, and save the universe from collapsing. Good luck. So, I know that's a lot, but is there any questions that you two have? So do you need me to clarify anything, or is there any questions?
So this is like a Telltale version of a game. Well, a game
literally
show.
Not even close. Telltale's choices did not matter in the slightest. This is not even close. I'm actually personally offended that you compared it to Telltale, so minus 5 points.
Damn,
I think it's
Well, you insulted my game show by comparing it to Telltale. Telltale's choice that did not matter in the slightest, so.
Man, can't believe this.
Okay, Mr. Baldy.
I'll give you 5 points back if you take it back.
I take it back.
All right,
you're five, like five. That was completely unique and awesome.
That sounds sarcastic, so I'm taking it back. All right.
That sounded a little sarcastic.
That sounded
sarcastic.
It sounded sarcastic to me. If you're doing well enough, I'll give your points back later. But anyway, so John, did you have any questions? Do you need to clarify anything? Because like I said, there's a lot of rules in there, a lot of stuff to explain.
I'll figure it out.
Will you? Because you admitted that the foodgevity kind of confused you at the start. And
it's fine. I figured it out. I won that one, so it's fine.
Okay, John, so what's the goal?
The goal is to not blow up the universe and keep it pretty normal.
You know, that's your day. You're goddamn right. He just turns them all the way. But anyway, so Noah, did you have any other questions?
No, I'm good to go.
Okay.
Plus, I've got the main goal of the game, so I'm good.
Yeah, so like I said, there's no time limit for the warps themselves. So make sure you consider each option and don't just blitz through it hoping to win. Because your choices actually matter, and I'll tell you how your choices matter at the end. Because if I tell you now, you're just gonna be like, oh, well, I'm just going to do that the entire time and win. Mm. So your choices do matter. That's why I was offended when Noah said Telltale, because these are like your universe stability could explode and you lose. So don't do that. So once you get to the mini games, I'll tell you that there's a time limit, and I'll tell you how much time you have. And like I said, I'll explain the mini games if you get them, because you might not even get them. So I'm not going to bother going through all five if you're not even going to get them. So.
Fair enough.
And think of the minigames as like Mario Party minigames. They're short burst minigames where you have to be precise enough to win. They're not random chance minigames, they're scaled minigames. And you're going to be sent into them randomly. I have a random number generator next to me that once your universe stability reaches below 30%, I'm going to hit the random number generator, which will generate a number that corresponds to the minigame. And if you get one of those numbers, then you're sent into a minigame at random during the game. So that's random, but the minigame itself is not random. You have to have skill to beat those minigames.
Makes sense.
And if your universe collapses, you have to start all over. You have to rebuild your universe and start from the beginning again. So don't let that happen. By the way, whoever has the most stability universe, that's who wins. So let's say Noah's stability was 38%, John's was 42%. John would win because he had the most stability. That's how the winners decided. So,
very cool.
Are we ready to start, gentlemen?
Yep.
I think so.
You think? Oh, that's not good. That doesn't sound too confident over there. So, by the way, just to bring everyone up to speed, if you've missed a couple game shows, John is currently on a winning streak with game shows. He was on a winning streak at the end of season one, carried it over into season two with the one that kills you episode. I forgot the exact name of that one. And Noah's currently on a losing streak, so we'll have to see who wins this one. I'm very interested to see. John, do you have confidence that you can continue your streak?
Not at all.
All right, perfect. Noah, do you have confidence that you will beat John and finally claim victory in a game show again?
A little bit.
All right, I'll take it. So, I think it's time we start. So warp number one, like I said, these are yes or no, like would you warp or would you not, so that's all I need. Warp number one, you invent the perfect french fry recipe, but chicken nuggets were never invented. Now this might seem like a super minor choice for the universe, but they get bigger later, so
This does seem super minor, but I feel like there could have consequences for this.
Okay.
Ooh.
I think I have a decision that I've come to.
All right, let me know.
So, if you think about chicken nuggets, right? You think about college students and how they basically survive on that. So, if we take away chicken nuggets, they all die, and then no one graduates college. And so we gotta get rid of the perfect fry recipe and keep the chicken nuggets, because otherwise we're dooming all of people in college.
Okay, so you're not taking the warp.
Yep.
Okay. Noah, do you have an answer, or do you want to keep thinking?
I'm going to say I will not warp, because while having the perfect french fry recipe does sound great, I don't want to live in a world without chicken nuggets.
Fair.
That makes sense, yeah. All right. So, your universes are currently sitting at 96%. So, there you go. moving on. Warp number two. You go back and stop World War II from happening in the first place. However, a new World War II starts and America loses.
Okay. Well,
that sounds pretty bad. I feel like I've already got answers to this one. Kind of curious how we stop World War II from happening, but I won't ask too many questions.
You go back in time and kill Hitler before he even does anything. It's very simple.
Also, when he's a baby?
If you choose to do that, sure.
Okay.
Either way, you stop it from happening. That's the point.
I'm going to say no to this as well, just because World War II, it was horrific. But a World War II where America loses sounds a lot like a Wolfenstein come to life kind of universe, and I'm good.
Yeah, let me make it clear that the reason that this is a choice is because less lives are taken in the latter option. But right. It's whether you choose, because if America loses, then obviously America's no longer a thing. But just less people die. So that's why you're making this decision.
Right.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the warp, and hopefully it doesn't collapse the entirety of the world because we let Germany win against America.
Well, no, it's not Germany. You stop World War II. But
okay, so whoever is the one who's winning, it may not be Germany. It could be Germany. It may not be. So yeah, I think it's for the greater good to let the Holocaust not happen. So,
all right. So John, your universe stability is at 85%. Noah, you're at 95%. So you both went down a little bit. John went down more, but Noah, you went down too. Okay, warp number 3. You go back in time and invent the cell phone, but everyone hates you for eternity.
Why?
Wait, so when would we invent the cell phone?
Before the person that actually invented the cell phone.
Oh.
So you'd go back in time with the knowledge that you have of what a cell phone is. You'd invent it before the person actually did it, and then you're like, you've done it. You made history.
I see.
Oof. And then it says people hate you. I imagine that'd be people like Steve Jobs, because, you know, founder of Apple.
No, it's just people. Everyone. Just
people
hates
in general.
You.
Everyone. No one likes you. Everyone just like normal. You.
You're not wrong. I'm going to say no to this as well, because I don't want to be hated by the entirety of the fucking world.
All right. Okay, so, you know, I can take a little bit of hatred from the world, because if you think about it, if you make the technology available earlier, that means advancements can happen sooner. And so, the current day would have more advanced stuff, maybe not by much, but maybe a little bit. And so maybe the world is a little bit better if we invent cell phones a little bit earlier. So I'm gonna do it.
Okay, so you're taking the warp.
Yep, and then everyone can hate me, which is fine.
Okay, so no, your universe is sitting at 75%, and John, you're sitting at 80%.
Okay.
All right, warp number 4. You break into the most popular bank and gain over $100 trillion, but bank robberies go up by 50% for eternity. Now again, $100 trillion is the money amount, but bank robberies go up by 50% for forever.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Does not sound good, but $1 trillion.
It's $100 trillion.
$100 trillion. Even better.
I'm gonna go ahead and say no, just because it sounds great to have $100 trillion. I'd rather not have armed robbery go up by 50%, just, you know, making the world an overall worse place.
Yeah, you know,
so I'm good.
I think at a certain point, you know, like, That's like essentially the being like, I'm gonna become the 1%, and now everyone else sucks, and also our robberies are higher, so even more people are suffering than what was already before. So I would say no, I don't think I even need that much money, and also I think it would be better for the overall universe if bank robberies did not go up.
All right, so you're both not taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, so John, you're sitting at 65% of stability, and Noah, you're sitting at 55% stability.
How the fuck?
How does that make you go down so much?
Well, Noah was already down pretty far. He's already going down, so. Warp number 5. You get to talk to God for 5 minutes, but your mom and dad die when you become 30.
Hmm. Well, my dad's already dead.
In this scenario, he's not.
Oh.
He comes back to life just to die.
Oh, sure.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, no. Alright. So I get to talk to God for 5 minutes. But my parents die at 30.
By talk, I mean like you have 5 minutes to ask any questions, 5 minutes to say anything, like whatever. It's 5 minutes.
Just 5 minutes to speak to God, okay. Hmm. Would that be worth my parents dying at 30?
Or when you're 30. They'd be
when you get 30.
Ages older than you. That they
are. Yeah, well, I mean, like, by the time I turn 30 in this universe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is, you're taken from real life, so, like, whenever you become 30, the second you become 30, they're dead.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible. Like, they both die simultaneously?
Yep.
Yes, at the same time.
That's how it works.
Lovely.
Oh, my favorite thing.
I'm gonna go ahead and say no again, just because, well, it sounds great to talk to God for 5 minutes. I'd rather keep my parents as long as I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a tricky one, because, like, you could potentially, like, okay, I'm going to ask questions and be like, how can I make things better? But, like, I don't know if I would be like, all right, parents, you got 10 more years to live.
Well, they wouldn't know.
Obviously, yeah. They wouldn't know, yeah. So that would suck for them.
Right.
And for me. Oh, damn. Because, like, I can see this being for the greater good, and I talked about it, but, like, oh, I'll do this thing because it's better for everyone. Or at least I thought it was better for everyone, and then it went down, so maybe I was wrong. So I'm just not going to do it.
You're not doing it?
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to avoid it. I'm going to be selfish and keep my parents alive.
All right, so John, well, you're sitting at 50% stability. Noah, you're sitting at 45% stability. So you're approaching, Noah's approaching the 30%. Once it goes below 30, that's when you have the random chance of getting thrown into a universal collapse minigame.
Oh, great.
Okay, warp number 6. You get to have one question answered. Just, do you get the truthful answer? You have one question. You can ask any question, no limits, but you can only ask one. But the cure for cancer is never discovered.
Well, this has the cure for cancer.
It doesn't mean it's found. So, it just means it's never found.
Wait, so I get to ask one question. It gets answered truthfully.
Yep. So you can ask if aliens exist. You can ask when we all die. You can ask when the universe explodes. You can ask. There is no limit to what your question could be, but you only get one.
They only get one, and the cure to cancer is never discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Oh. Do I even have any questions that'd be worth that one question?
What I was saying before too is, if you don't take the warp, it doesn't mean cancer is discovered immediately. It just means, like, we're continuing on the path where we are now, where it's like it's not, we're trying to discover it. But if you take the warp, it means there's no chance. No chance ever.
I'm gonna say no, so at least that way there's still a chance of a cure being found for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because that just sounds better.
Yeah.
I have a world where there's a chance of finding that.
I would agree. I'm not gonna take, because I don't know if I could even figure out a question that would be worth it. Like, maybe for me specifically, I could be like, oh, I really want to know this one thing. But like for the overall universe, I don't even think I could think of a question worth being like, all right, all the kids and people die.
All right, so you're both not taking it.
Yeah, we're both not taking it.
So, John, you're sitting at 60% stability, and Noah, you're sitting at 70% stability.
Let's go.
All right, warp number 7. More than no, it's John. It's all it's depending on the choices you've already made. That's all your choices that matter here, John. It's John. Noah's made different choices.
I'm gonna blow up the moon. No, that's fine. That's my next choice.
You're gonna blow up the moon. That sounds like a Golf with Friends statement. Like, I'm gonna just blow up the moon. If you guys have not seen the, I think it's episode number 6 of Golf with Friends. John says the funniest thing he's ever said in his entire life. I'm gonna burn down a space shuttle. It's in space and he's gonna burn it down. Anyway. Warp number 7. You create the best game to ever exist, but you lose all your money when you turn 60.
The best game to ever exist. What would the best game to even exist look like?
You don't need to worry about that. You can think about your answer, but you don't need to worry about the actual specifics of it.
Right.
Interesting.
So I create the best game to ever exist, but I lose all my money.
When you become 60.
When you become 60. So you get a little bit of time to live.
So
I mean, Noah's 20, so he gets a lot of time to live.
Right. So that means I would have roughly 40 years to spend all of the money that comes from the game and then distribute that out to assets.
Well, and this choice is saying you lose all your money when you turn 60. It doesn't mean you can't make money after.
Right.
Exactly. So that's what I'm thinking. Assets.
No, you lose everything. So if you have an investment, you lose your investment. I'm saying, but once after the purge has happened with your money, you can then make more money after that.
Oh, okay.
So you can't have like a Roth IRA that's still going. That also gets wiped. Any monetary value thing you own gets wiped, essentially.
Oh. Well, fuck. I thought I would have a good solution for that. I don't. You know what? Screw it. I'll do the warp.
Okay, so you're taking the warp?
Yeah. You know, I think I'll do the warp too, because then I can be like, all right, I have this money from the game that everyone loves, and I can use that money to like fund things that aren't for me, like say like, oh, I can give this money to charity and various different things or organizations. I can use that money for the greater good. And then when I'm 60, you know, I'll go broke, and then I can, you know, get a job as an old dude.
Thinking about it, if that was to actually happen, I could just give all the money I make from said game to, like, cancer charities, so where they're, like, looking for a cure, and just donate a huge pile of money to them.
All right, so, John, you're sitting at 70% stability, and Noah, you're sitting at 75% stability.
All right.
All right, warp number 8. You find a way to bring back the dinosaurs, but 50% of all predators go extinct.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's, well, there's things to consider with this one. One, that'd be really cool. Two, the modern day ecosystem of the planet, I don't think we'd be able to sustain dinosaur life for very long.
No, I would.
Along with this, 50% of the predators die, which means then in certain states the deer situation would get worse because there's nothing hunting the deer as much as there was.
The dinosaurs would hunt the deer.
Oh.
And other prey animals would be the same. It's just like the only ones that wouldn't hunt the deer are obviously like the herbivores that just eat the leaves or whatever.
Right. Slender would actually be a really big... There'd probably be a really big spike on insurance for, like, cars. Because you would be able to, like, worry about a deer, hit a deer and be fine, but then you hit a fucking T-Rex and you're fucking dead.
Well, T-Rexes don't... Scientifically, they wouldn't have gone after humans anyway. Because T-Rexes want efficient snacks. Humans run and hide, so they wouldn't be very efficient anyway.
Yeah, true.
So basically, Jurassic Park is a lie.
Yeah, true. I'm gonna say no, just because losing 50% of the predators does not sound like a good thing in the slightest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna say I'll take it and fuck them predators.
Fuck them predators. All right. All right, so Noah, you're sitting at 80% stability. John, you're sitting at 55% stability.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Warp number 9. You go back in time to invent the first car, but automated cars never get invented.
Okay.
That's an interesting one, actually. Because you go back, you make the first car ever, which means cars would come from... like, let's say 1910s, all the way up until now, meaning we would never have anything like Teslas or anything like that, which would be great. But then it also means that the world is still running on fossil fuels, and that damages the hell out of everything quite a bit. Then again, the automated cars like Teslas never exist. Then we never have to worry about them spontaneously combusting, so... Yeah... I'll do the warp.
Okay, you taking the warp?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, automated cars never get invented. Cars that can, you know, blow up, like the ones that run on gas, they blow up, but they're not nearly as bad as, like, an electric car. Because those fires are way worse, so yeah, I'll take the warp.
All right, John.
You know, I will take the warp too because I think I need to make some good choices after the dinosaur incident.
After the dinosaur incident. All right. Okay, so John, you're sitting at 70% stability. No, you're sitting at 65% stability. All right, warp number 10. You hijack the Apollo 11 mission and get on the moon and discover aliens. But we never go to the moon ever again.
Okay. So, not a whole lot different. At least now.
Can you read that one back, please? Just so I can think it over a little better.
You hijack the Apollo 11 mission and get on the moon and discover aliens. But we never go to the moon ever again.
I'm going to go ahead and say no, I will not take that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine what good that would even do, because, like, oh, now you know aliens exist, but we're not... I mean, like, space travel in total is out of the picture, but, I mean, not going to the moon ever again means, like, people are less able to find new stuff. Because they can go from the moon to other places.
Right.
So I'm going to say no, because I feel like that's just not worth it, in my opinion.
All right.
Plus, I just thought about this. That would mean the USSR beats the USA. So no,
it does not. No, it does not. I just said you hijack the Apollo 11 mission, and nobody ever goes there again. That's what it says. Anyway, John, you're sitting at 35% stability. No, you're sitting also at 35% stability.
Man, aliens really would have helped us a lot, apparently.
Anyway, so warp number 11. You go back and declare a peace treaty between all nations forever, which completely gets rid of wars. But an asteroid hits Earth, killing 40% of the human race.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck.
But no wars ever happen again.
It sounds good in theory, but...
No past wars or future wars.
Yeah.
Right, so does that mean anything from the Great War to World War II?
Literally always. Would you listen? Come on, man.
So, we'd never be at war again. Good. But then an asteroid comes and wipes out 40% of the population of people.
You wipe out the rich people.
Ooh.
Plus, I do it. Because no wars at all, I feel like, is worth the 40% people.
Alright.
I kind of agree with you, but I don't as well. I'm gonna say no.
Okay. Alright, John, you're sitting at 55% stability? No, you're sitting at 30% stability. So Noah's living on the edge here. Alright, warp number 12. The bubonic plague never spreads, but an even deadlier disease wipes out Madagascar, making it uninhabitable.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So the Madagascar just basically becomes a wasteland and no one is ever allowed to go there, otherwise you get sick.
Oh, great. So the bubonic plague never spreads. That's good. But then something worse hits Madagascar and it's basically uninhabitable for
the rest of time. It wipes out all life on Madagascar and you can never ever go there again.
Ooh.
Not great.
Well, I guess it's never a good thing I never plan on going to fucking Madagascar. I'll take it.
You're taking it?
I was like, it doesn't affect me after that Madagascar people.
I know.
It is interesting though. Even though I made fun of Noah, I think it is probably pretty good if the bubonic plague didn't exist. And I mean, Madagascar doesn't have a huge population. It has a bit. So yeah, I'm gonna take it.
Not huge.
Okay,
John, you're sitting at 70% stability. No, you're sitting at 35% stability.
Let's go. All
right, warp number 13. You go back and stop cancer for good, but the common cold becomes incurable.
Hmm. Was it out of cure or like ways of getting around it? The common cold could run rampant and actually kill a lot of people.
So let me try and understand this. Is it basically that we cure cancer and stop it completely?
Yeah, cancer never exists ever again.
That sounds great. The common cold part being incurable, that just sounds terrible.
A lot of fun stuff happening here. These universes are great.
This is a bit tough, actually. Because one part of it sounds really, really good. Like, you stop cancer, you cure completely, it never spreads again. But then you got the common cold, which becomes incurable.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Jesus.
I say do it.
I'm never becoming the fucking president at this rate.
Well, John?
I say do it.
You're doing it?
Yep.
I'm gonna say no. While curing cancer does sound great and stopping it in its tracks sounds great, an incurable common cold does not sound great.
Alright, so John, you're sitting at 55% stability? No, you're sitting at 20% stability.
Fuck.
My friend, so you do not get a minigame this time. Alright, warp number 14. You invent time travel, but you die immediately.
So, I invent time travel, but I die immediately.
You invent time travel for society, but you die immediately, the second you invent it.
So I never even get to use my invention. Wow, that's just fucking great. Yeah, fuck it, I'll die for people to time travel.
Okay.
I'm gonna say no, because if I'm not around to see if my technology is put to good use, it could easily fall into the hands of like a mad person and like they could just go back in time and kill everyone. So I'm just gonna say no. Nobody gets time travel.
All right. So, John, you're sitting at 35% stability. Noah, you're sitting at 25% stability. Would you look at that? Noah gets a minigame. All right, Noah. Basically, what happens now is your universe is on the brink of collapse, and you have to save it by completing this minigame. So it's going to be a random minigame, okay. Random number generator. Ooh, this one's fun. Okay, This minigame is called Codes. You will be tasked with figuring out a four-digit code in 1 minute. You can ask what numbers are in the code, and I will reply with a quick yes or no. Once you have the numbers, you have to randomly guess the code. The strategy here is to ramble off as many combinations as quickly as possible in order to try and get it before the time runs out. So, do you understand the game?
Yes, I just want to ask, is it a number-specific code?
My God, no.
Just want to make sure it's a number.
You'll be tasked with figuring out a four-digit code in 1 minute.
Okay.
So it's going to be a four-digit code. You can ask what numbers are in it, and once you have all the numbers, then you need to just like spew out random codes to try and get it. All right.
Okay.
So you can ask like, "Oh, is there a 9? Is there an 8?" And I'll say yes or no quickly. You know what I mean? But ask once that you can't ask like, "Is there a 4, 8, 7?" You can't ask like all these other numbers. And then expect me to answer them one by one. So you just ask them once, and you get the answer, then move on to the next number. And once you have all the numbers, try and blurt out as many combinations as possible. All right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. By the way, editing Ethan, for you guys at home listening to this, you're going to have a great time listening to these minigames because the universe is collapsing, so Ethan's going to do something special for you guys. So I'm starting the timer. Noah, are you ready?
I guess so.
Doesn't sound too common, but let's go. Okay, start.
Is there a 5?
No.
Is there a 6?
No.
Is there a 9?
Universal stability lost.
Is there a 1?
No.
Is there a 3?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a 7?
Yes.
Okay.
Universal stability is there
a 5?
No.
Is there a 2?
No.
Universal collapse imminent.
Is there a 4?
Yes.
Okay, so 7, 5...
Repeat. Universal collapse imminent.
Oh, 3, 7, 4. Fuck.
Please restore stability.
3, 7, 4, 2?
No.
3, 7, 4... 9.
Universal collapse imminent.
And time is up. So, your universe has collapsed completely. So, you're sitting at a whopping 0%. There you go. You have to start all over with your universe now. Great. All right, John. Luckily, you're too high to get a universe minigame, but you are on the brink, so be careful.
All right, you know, I want to say, Noah, that your guesses, you guessed 5 like 3 times, you said no, and you still guessed it in your number. So, I mean, come on.
I do want John to get that to see how he plays against that. There's other minigames, so it might not happen, but I'm just curious. Okay.
You know what, John, get this fucking minigame, you fucking do it.
No, you swear one more time, I'm taking away our points that don't exist, but I'll take away them anyway. Okay, warp number 15. You make Mars a completely habitable planet to live on and invent a rocket that can reach Mars in under 10 days. But Germany wins World War II.
Not good.
That's starting to sound like Wolfenstein, so fuck no.
Alright.
Let's see. Who cares about Mars? I'm not doing that.
Who cares about Mars? I'm not doing that. Alright. Alright, well, those are quick answers. So, John, you're sitting at 45%. Noah, you're sitting at 10% because you were at 0 before. And would you look at that, Noah? Another minigame. Alright.
Son of a goddamn bitch.
Language.
Okay, this one. You're getting... you swore. Alright, Noah, you're losing all your money. Alright, number sequence. You will be given a sequence of numbers and you'll be tasked with finishing the sequence in the pattern that's applied. You'll be given a time limit. You must complete the sequence before the time limit to prevent your universe from collapsing. You have a minute. Again. So I'm going to give you the sequence of numbers, and then it's going to end with a number you're going to have to figure out based on the sequence that you've been provided. So, do you understand the rules?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
No.
All right, sounds like a yes to me. Here we go. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256.
Universal blank. Stability lost.
352.
Incorrect.
342.
Incorrect.
362.
Incorrect.
Universe stability is at a critical level.
Incorrect.
Okay, 385.
Incorrect.
Universal collapse imminent.
399.
Incorrect.
420.
Incorrect.
Repeat. Universal collapse imminent.
369.
Incorrect.
Please restore stability.
354.
Incorrect.
365.
Incorrect.
Universal collapse imminent.
371.
Incorrect, and that's time. You knew what, did you understand what the sequence was?
You listed off so many goddamn numbers, I couldn't.
It's not that hard to.
I feel like it was pretty obvious. I'm not gonna say exactly what it was, but.
No, I want you to say. I want to see if you would have been.
Well, I don't know. Listen. I did say the answer was obvious, but I said the sequences was obvious. It's I can't recall, but it's when you like multiply the number by itself over and over again. I believe it's called the Fibonacci sequence, but that could be something else.
I don't know if the Fibonacci is right, but it is doubling every time. So yes, so 2 times itself is 4, 4 times itself is 8, 6, 8 times itself is 16. It's not the Fibonacci, it's just doubled. You're doubling the number every time. So 256, after 256, if you double 256, so 256 plus 256 would have been 512, which would have been the answer, which no one ever said. So, Noah's back to zero.
I'm gonna keep losing these goddamn mini games, so fucking die.
Okay, moving on to warp number 16. You invent a force field around the Earth, preventing it from any space-related damage such as asteroids and solar flares. But the sun explodes 50 billion years early.
Well, what? I don't think a force field will stop that.
Nope.
I imagine at that point, we're all just fucked.
Yep. Now, I believe it's like 300 billion years until the sun explodes, so take 50 billion off of that, so 250 billion years.
Oh! So it'll still be 250 billion years before, well, I'm dead.
I'm gonna take that warp.
You're gonna take the warp?
Yep.
Alright.
I'll take that warp too.
Alright, Noah's taking the warp too, apparently. There we go. Interesting. By the way, I can't showcase it to you guys, but I have this whole like flow chart of all these different choices. This took a while to make. Because John asked earlier, like, oh, why did mine go down more than Noah's? It's because each choice you make funnels you into a different pathway. So even if you make the same choice at a certain point in time, doesn't mean you're gonna get the same result because you're at a completely different point in time. So very interesting. And based on the reason I say that is because, John, you went down to 25%, which wasn't as far as you could have went, but yes, you're at 25%. No, you're at 30%, so you went up by 30 for that one, based on your previous choices. So, John, you're in the danger. Are you in danger zone? You are not. You have been saved from the minigame.
No!
So upset. Okay, warp number 17.
One of the play one of these minigames.
Everyone on Earth has restored sight and hearing, but half of the buildings in New York City collapse instantly.
Jesus, why are these getting so bad now?
I told you they would get more serious later.
So everyone gets restored sight and hearing. But half the buildings in New York City fall.
So anyone that has temporary blind or like has some sort of form of blindness, they have 20/20 vision. If they have impaired hearing or no hearing at all, they have hearing like at max capacity again. And then yes, every half of every building in New York City gets collapses instantaneously, whether there's people in them or not.
Well, considering most of the people that live in New York City are a bunch of rich pricks, fuck it, I'll take that warp.
Okay.
I'm gonna say I will not take that warp, because I think Noah is inaccurate.
Alright.
I think your head is bald, but okay.
John, you're sitting at 20% stability. No, you're sitting at 25% stability. They're both in the danger zone this time. We'll do Noah first. So... and he is saved. Okay. Will John be saved?
Yeah.
He is not saved. John is in the minigame zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, what minigame is associated with... ooh. John, you want to play a good old Simon Says?
Alright, sure.
So...
are you fucking...
you'll be asked to repeat... shut up, Noah. You will be asked to repeat back the sequence of colors told you before the time runs out. I will only say it once. Okay. If you run out of time or mess up the sequence, you lose and your universe collapses. John, are you ready, my friend?
I suppose.
So, like I said, I'm going to say this once. I'm not going to repeat it. And I'm not going to say it super slow. I'm going to say it boom, 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 boom. All right?
Yeah.
So, you ready? All right. Here we go. Starting the timer. Yellow, green, green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue.
Okay. Yellow, green, green, yellow, blue, green, red.
Incorrect.
Damn it. Yellow, green, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Incorrect.
No, you shut up. Yellow, green, green, blue, yellow,
universal
red,
collapse
blue,
imminent.
Green.
Incorrect.
Yellow, green, green, blue,
repeat.
Yellow,
universal
green,
collapse
blue,
imminent.
Red, green.
Incorrect.
Please
yellow,
restore
green,
stability.
Green, blue,
universal
yellow,
collapse imminent.
Red, green, blue.
Oh my god, he did it! He actually what? Did it! Oh man, that is correct. Yellow, green, green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue. That is the correct sequence. You had 10 seconds left, my friend. But that means your universe
no.
is saved.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, it was no. just that last part. Like, I knew a red was in there, and I knew it started with yellow, green, green, blue. And I'm like, oh,
yep.
man, the last part I got fucked, and then I got it.
I was worried. You were like, it sounded like you were confident. I'm like, oh, he might have it, but then he messed up a bunch. I'm like, oh, no. But there you go. Okay, warp number 18. We only have three more warps left, gentlemen.
Right.
The music industry so creates healing music, essentially hearing sickness in whoever listens to them. But the video game industry never takes off.
Ooh. Ooh.
But would that be better? Would it be worse?
I like the gaming industry today and where it's at just because we have so many great games to play. I don't think I'm ready for music to be like the one thing in the world that takes off. I'm gonna say no.
All right, Noah's not taking it.
I'm gonna go with it because you know the video game industry is great, you know, but healing music, pretty awesome, I would say.
All right, John's taking it. Okay, John, you're sitting at 35%, meaning you're back up at no danger, and Noah, you're sitting at 15%, which means you're still in danger. Are you in danger of minigame?
Yes.
You are, my friend. Okay, what minigame is this associated with? Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, did we get all five yet? Or no, we're missing that one. Okay. So we have ways to say. You'll be given a sentence that doesn't make any sense, and it will be your job to rearrange it to make sense. Kind of like a word scramble, okay. Except just with a whole sentence. So, does that make sense to you?
I guess, yeah.
All right. You have a minute as well. Here we go.
I kind of figured.
Drives car miles 50 speed over limit the...
universal stability lost.
Drives car. Okay. The speed limit is 50 miles an hour.
Incorrect.
Car is gonna. Hold on, I'm not done.
And that you already used up all the words, Noah. You're incorrect.
Okay. The speed limit is 50 miles per hour. Cars cannot go over 50.
Universal collapse imminent.
Car drives over speed limit.
Incorrect.
Repeat. Universal collapse imminent.
The car can only go 50 miles per hour as per the speed limit.
Okay.
Please restore stability.
I'm gonna fucking lose.
Yeah, if you keep wasting time, then yes.
The car can only go 50 miles per hour.
Universal collapse imminent.
Because that's the speed limit?
The answer was the car drives 50 miles over the speed limit. So that was the answer.
I fucking hate my goddamn life.
All right, back to 0% for Noah. Okay, we've got two more warps left. So, John, be careful, bud. Yeah. Warp number 19. The prophecy of any religion of your choice comes true, but all the other religions are banned and prosecuted.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Correct. 10 points to Gryffindor.
I didn't realize so it fits so well.
Yeah. Oof, that is not great. Part of it's great, but the other part is not great.
I think you can do that for any of these.
It's kind of good, but it's also pretty bad. Because, like, say you follow Catholicism, then I guess the second coming of Christ is coming, and that's good, but everyone else's religion is banned, and yeah, that doesn't sound good.
And prosecuted. Mm-hmm.
And prosecuted.
Oh, and prosecuted. Yeah, that sounds worse,
can't
too.
Can't forget that part.
Yeah, you really can. I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no as well. I feel like religious freedom is important. Regardless if I'm right, I think it should be banned and prosecuted.
Yeah, I agree there. Just because that sounds a bit fucked.
All right, this is interesting. So, Noah, you're up to 15%, but John, you went up to 70% based on your previous choices.
I'm going to pick for another fucking mini game.
Warp number 20. This is a big one, and it also has very interesting benefits and or consequences. Warp number 20. Oh wait, sorry. Snow has to be thrust into video mini game. If he gets it, he is saved. Okay, so it didn't matter anyway. All right. Warp number 20. You get to pick one superpower to have that will allow you to help other people, but you die saving a family from a forest fire after 20 uses of your power.
After 20 uses of my power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I could pick any ability. Well, super power to help people.
Yeah, you cannot pick, like, invisibility, because that would never help anybody but yourself.
Right. So, while I could think of some good things, there are definitely some good ones. The only real downside is you die after 20 uses of your abilities, so you'd really have to track that and make sure you haven't hit 20 yet, because otherwise you're gonna fucking die.
Interesting.
Oh. It's a good one. I'll say yeah.
You're saying yes?
Yep.
Alright.
I mean, it's kind of sad that it's only 20, because, like, then you don't even get to use the ability in, like, free time, because then you'll just ruin it, all your choices. Yeah. But I'll go for it, you know. Because I think saving the other people is worth it a little bit. So yeah, I'll go with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is interesting. I'm not going to tell you your thing because obviously it would ruin the suspense. However, both of you are in danger, meaning a minigame could pop up here and ruin everything for both of you. Here's the thing though, right? This is almost like an all or nothing thing because Noah, you could still win if John loses. And John, you could win if Noah loses. Now, if you both lose, then I'll come up with something, but hopefully it doesn't happen. Essentially, this is an all or nothing thing. So we're going to do John first because I think it'd be a bit more interesting. Okay. Because then Noah has to fight for his win if John does lose. Your number, you do get, oh yeah, I forgot you don't even have to get a minigame. So John, you did get a minigame, my friend, so it doesn't matter for you. But Noah might not even get a minigame, so this one might be interesting. Okay, John, you got oh, yes. Noah, your wish has come true. John got codes as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, John, do you want me to reiterate what you're doing?
Just to refresh.
Okay. You'll be tasked with figuring out a 4-digit code in 1 minute. You can ask what numbers are in the code, and I'll reply with a quick yes or no. Once you have the numbers, you have to randomly guess the code. The strategy here is to ramble off as many combinations as quickly as possible in order to try and get it before the time runs out.
Okay.
You got it? Any questions?
Yep. No, I don't got any questions.
All right. Are you ready, sir?
Yep.
All right, begin.
Is there a 1?
Universal stability
no.
Is there a 0?
No.
Is there a 2?
No.
Is there a 3?
Yes.
Is there a 4?
Yes.
Is there a 5?
No.
Is there a 6?
Yes.
Is there a 7?
No.
Is there an 8?
Yes.
Okay. 3, 4, 8.
Universal collapse imminent.
Incorrect.
3, 4, 8. Oh, yeah, I already said that. 4, 3, 8, 7, 6.
Incorrect.
3, 4,
repeat.
8.
Universal collapse imminent.
8, 4, 3, 7.
Wait. Incorrect.
8, 4, 3, 6.
Please restore stability.
8, 6, 4, 3.
Incorrect.
8.
Universal collapse imminent.
3, 6, 4.
Incorrect.
6, 3, 8, 4.
Oh, you almost got it the last second, but that is incorrect and time's up. The answer was 6, 4, 8, 3.
Shut up, Noah. You don't even win yet. Just be patient.
So John's universe did collapse at the end. Interesting. Does Noah even get... Okay, here's what's interesting. If Noah doesn't get a minigame, he wins by default because he's at 25 currently.
Absolutely.
But if he does get a minigame, it's going to be interesting. Okay, number generator, please do what I want you to do. Yes! It is done, the prophecy. Okay,
the prophecy.
It all comes down to this minigame. It all comes down to this minigame. Let's go. Okay.
Is this a new one?
We've done all 5 of this. Or no, we haven't done one of them. Yeah, you're right. Ooh.
Yeah, so
and guess which one it is. Guess which one it is. Problem is it solver. You will be asked a series of math questions and must answer them all before the time runs out. If the time runs out, your universe will collapse and you lose. So this is no calculator, by the way. If I find out you're using the calculator, I will destroy your universe myself. So this is all memory. I can repeat the question, but you have a minute. So make sure you're aware of that. Are you ready, sir?
I feel like this is fucking rigged, but sure.
You literally have the chance to win. John already lost by default unless you secure this. So like literally if it's rigged for anybody, it's rigged for you. So be quiet over there before I destroy your universe myself.
Thing I'm terrible at.
Well, it sucks to suck, doesn't it?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Alright. Begin. 55 plus 12.
Universal stability lost.
72.
Incorrect.
67.
Correct. 16 plus 21.
37.
Correct. 90 plus 12.
Universe stability is at a critical level.
102.
Correct. 33 plus 66.
99.
Correct. 21 plus 10.
Universal collapse imminent.
31.
Correct. 52 minus 30.
Repeat. Universal collapse imminent.
22.
Incorrect. Correct. 2 plus 4 plus 8 plus 16.
Please restore stability.
2 plus 4 plus 8 plus 16.
30.
Correct! Oh my god! Oh, 5 whole seconds left. And Noah secures his 25%, meaning Noah survived the collapse of time. And he survived. I mean, he didn't have good universal stability, mind you, but he at least had some. Because John unfortunately failed the minigame, leaving him at 0%, meaning Noah is the winner. Meaning his game show streak might be popping back up a little bit. It's not a streak yet because we don't know. But he did stop John from continuing his tremendous streak of winning the game show. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so again, I had a flowchart of all this stuff, and so like think of it like an actual choice-based game, kind of like I mean, it's not really good. There's not really a lot of good choice-based games, but think of it like Undertale, where like any choice you make, it brings you down a different branch, and then that you get to another choice in that branch, and it branches off again. Like think of all that, except this time it was with percentages and stuff. So based on the choices, you actually based on the choices, you could have actually ended with 100% stability. John was sort of going down the route and then deviated at the end, not at the end, but like in the middle, and then kept going at the end. So he was off that path. No, it wasn't even close, but he won in the end, so it doesn't matter.
I feel like it's rigged.
But, well, you can feel that all you want because you lost. So anyway, Noah, you have won a game show, my friend. It's been like 10 game shows since you've done it, but what do you got to say?
Feels good. John, just get better. And, yeah.
All right. Is that your winner speech, or do you have an actual winner speech?
I do have an actual winner speech. This was actually a really fun game. Kind of got you thinking with some of the questions that you were asked. Like, what was that one? It was, you cure cancer, but the flu is incurable?
Yeah, well, it wasn't the flu. It was the common cold becomes incurable.
Oh, right. Like, that was a good one. But, it was a really good game show to, I guess, show how well we could keep the world in balance, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
very fun.
It's obviously a fantasy style game. These things obviously won't happen, but yeah.
Yeah. Either way, very fun game. Had a good time. John, just get better, man.
Alright, listen, all right, John, you only won because you succeeded in that final minigame. Probably the easiest of all five minigames, in my opinion. And you lost every other minigame you did.
Well, he got, to be fair, John, he got, like, there's, obviously all these minigames have different questions to them, because obviously you can get them multiple times. The one that, the number he got was 7, which is the link to the easiest questions on here. Yeah, so, I mean, sure, you can say it, but the reason that it's math is because quick math can often confuse people, and it can often make them feel pressure and not succeed. So he had 5 seconds left, so he almost did not succeed. So keep that in mind. But yeah, he did lose every other minigame. He lost codes horrendously. He lost John, you had Simon Says, right? That was the one you won.
Yeah, it wasn't Simon Says.
Yeah, you know, it might seem unfair, but all minigames did was make sure you didn't lose your stability. It didn't mean you won the game, it just means you didn't lose anything. So while John won more minigames by default, I mean, he can rest at easy knowing that. He can rest easy knowing that he beat more minigames than Noah. But at the end of the day, he did lose. So John, do you have a loser speech?
Noah is stupid and should have lost. And I feel like the whole game was rigged, honestly, because I feel like it is impossible to lose all that many points at the end there. So, you know.
Whatever makes you sleep easier, bud. I'll sleep real easy tonight.
Yeah, sleep real easy. Honestly, I'm the universe he's created because it's not collapsed.
I'm going to be curious about this universe.
Yeah, exactly. But that's going to do it for this episode, guys. So, like I said, Ed and Ethan's going to go to town on the sound effects and everything for this one. So, hope you had a great time listening to that. Yeah, like I said, this is like one of the only times where points didn't matter. Points were non-existent in this. It was only determined by their universe stability. Unfortunately, John didn't secure the bag at the end. That would have been so interesting. By the way, so if you're wondering, if John had won the minigame, John, you were at 30%, meaning you would have won by 5%. If you had secured the bag, man, you would have actually won, but to Noah's dismay, you lost, so allowing him to win.
And I wasn't too confident about winning.
Yeah, I didn't remember that precisely, yeah. But with that being said, guys, I think that's gonna do it. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope our conversation made you laugh along the way. It's what we do around here. You can find me on YouTube and Twitch under the moniker of FlabsXE Gaming. On YouTube, we do a bunch of variety gaming stuff. We do a lot of custom series over there. It's a lot of fun. On Twitch, we do strictly horror games. You can expect Faz, Devour, Boomin, whatever other horror games we're playing at the moment. All that stuff. We stream from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. On days I can do it. Me personally, in my real timeline here, I have not streamed recently just because I've been super busy. But if I am streaming, it's between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. EST. So catch us over there. You won't be able to find John on Twitch at the moment, but you can find him on YouTube at Jeevens Feebens. He's up, he might be uploading more stuff as it goes on, or maybe you can find out his old stuff, whatever you want to watch. Has a lot of great stuff over there, so check him out. You can find Noah in two different places. You can find him on NoahDog54 on Xbox/Windows. I'm going to chat over there. Or you can catch him on his Instagram, NoahDog5434. He's also the one running the Provoker's official account, so we have an official Instagram account if you want to chat with us over there. He posts updates saying, hey, this episode's out, here's a description, like all that stuff, or we might do some promotional stuff later down the line, or if we ever do merch, we might drop some like merch hints over there, so a lot of cool stuff you can go check out over there, so go check that out. We also have a Patreon. We mentioned Patreon a lot, but we have a Patreon, so if you want to support us even more than you are just by listening, then you can head over to the Provoker's Patreon, where we have different tiers that you can select from. We have tiers ranging from $1 all the way to $100, or you can make your own custom pledge depending on what you want. And all the tiers give you different rewards, obviously. So the higher you go up, the more rewards you get. Obviously, that's how that works. But we have really cool rewards, such as like you being able to create your own game shows with me if you choose my tier. Noah's tier has like some extensive background information, like behind-the-scenes content. You get access to a Discord, a Patreon-only Discord server, no matter what tier you buy. So a lot of fun stuff to go check in over there. And if you're not interested in subscriptions, because I know how subscriptions are, I hate them too. If you don't want to do that, we have a store over on Patreon where you can buy extended cut episodes. It's called the Provoker's Extended Cut. And over there you can buy episodes that are like 30 to 40 minutes of us just playing a game. Something we wouldn't really be able to fit into an hour-long episode, like Kiss, Marry, Kill, for example. That would get boring after a while. So you can check that out over there. They're just the first five become $3, and the first ones after that are $5. So just so you can kind of dip your toes in the water a little bit and see if you like them or not. I think that's about it. So thank you guys so much for watching, or listening, rather. And I'll catch you guys in the next one.
John, I will make you into a fucking unicorn.